but don't waste time. Summer is here, and you still have time to look your best at the beaches and the pools. And through June, buy one laser hair removal package, get a second one half price. The time has come to call 1-800-504-SONA. That's S-O-N-A. Sona, the one name to know in laser hair removal.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules.
Hey!
They want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show! More entertaining than a litter of acrobats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and good Thursday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. Every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to, well, the best of Don and Mike at 3. I'm your host, Artinger, here. And today we've got some good stuff for you all day long, so you don't want to tune out at any time today. I'm warning you, be forewarned. Anyway, in this segment, remember back when David Letterman had a near-death experience or two? Well, there was much talk about Johnny Carson filling in for him. And that's what Don and Mike are going to talk about right now on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Very quickly, first off, Garth Brooks, you are a putz. No one wants to see you try to play baseball. Shut up. Shut up.
That's it on Garth Brooks.
Didn't he win the Artist of the 90s at the American Music Awards last night?
Yeah, but the story about Garth Brooks is that he wants to come back and play baseball again.
Oh, right.
You know, for his charity to help kids. If you really want to help kids, you Humpty Dumpty cowboy, just give them some money.
Right.
You can't play baseball. No one wants to see you play baseball. Shut up, Garth Brooks. Number two thing.
I agree with you.
And normally I would have much longer spiels on this, but in the interest of time, I will crystallize. Larry King has picked another ridiculous name for his new child.
Right.
The new baby is a son.
What is the? Oh, it's another boy.
It's another boy. The new kid will be scarred for life by being named Cannon.
Right.
Cannon King.
Cannon King?
This is Cannon King.
Cannon King.
And as a matter of fact, in his column yesterday in USA Today,
mm-hmm.
he indicated that he named the kid Cannon because he thinks that that's a name a star athlete would have.
Cannon King.
Cannon King.
Cannon mm-hmm. Edward King.
Cannon King.
Oh, God. What a loser.
Okay, now, next point. Dave Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Hee-hee. I've got the bet going with Mike. I think he'll definitely be back for sweeps.
I'm going kind of with a traditional outlook on that, you know, they say anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months recovery time.
Nah, but in the meantime, what do they do? What do you do?
Right.
You can't run tapes, but no, you know what? You're close to what I think they should do.
They should have Johnny come and show. Oh, what a
no matter mm-hmm. how much it costs.
Right.
I don't care if he wants $1 million a goddamn night. You're not going to have a chance against Jay Leno Jay Leno all new
right.
and having all the celebrities to himself. You know, and I read today in the New York Post, they're thinking about Ray Romano mm-hmm. or Gary Shandling. Wrong.
That's brilliant.
Go to Johnny.
Is this your own?
Yes, this is my own.
This is your own idea.
This is my own idea.
This is one of the best ideas I have ever heard.
Thank you.
This is one of the best goddamn ideas I have ever heard.
I told you, Mike is dropping the GD bomb like crazy in the year 2000.
I'll tell you right now, that's like, I feel like when you say that we're watching some kind of, like we're watching that show, The Late Show.
You call him up and you say, Johnny.
That's great.
Dave is sick. No pressure. You got to fill in for a month, maybe 6 weeks.
Right.
We'll do it any way you want. You want to move the show to Burbank? We'll come to Burbank.
Yeah.
You book the guests you want. We'll get your old writers back.
Oh, it would just be...
You want $1 million a night?
You got it.
It would be old home week.
Right. And Johnny,
oh, I love that.
There's
idea.
No pressure.
Right.
There's no pressure because as soon as Dave is well.
And then what do?
You're out.
And then you take the ratings and you blow Leno completely out of the water because everybody's going to go out and watch Johnny.
Oh, I don't
absolutely.
Care. I don't care how fat Johnny's
gotten. Have you seriously thought about like putting a phone call in?
Mike, this is my way of putting a phone call
in. Okay, I understand that.
I'm throwing it out now.
That's a great idea.
Into the ozone. This is my idea. I take 100% credit for it.
I mean, this seriously ought to go to Les Moonves.
Call Johnny.
Really?
Have Johnny come out.
Dave would love to have Johnny substitute. Dave would make the call himself.
Dave loves Johnny. Johnny loves Dave because Dave was loyal to Johnny.
Right. What a great idea.
You know, otherwise, forget about it. NBC is going to kick ass.
Absolutely.
Who's going to watch a Letterman rerun from a crappy show that was crappy to begin with, when you could watch Jay Leno do a brand new show every
Johnny's
night.
Johnny's had just enough time now where he'd probably love just to come back for fun.
Mm. You say, Johnny, there's no pressure. You come back.
There's no contractual. Is there any paper that when Johnny left, that you know, was there any kind of no compete
or anything
like that?
I think their relationship is completely over.
I don't think so. And you just say to Johnny, you just do it just till Dave as well.
Yeah, and not only is he severed with NBC, he still retains control of, I think, every Tonight Show since 82. So he's very independent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
I love that idea.
You go with that, man. Not only do you get momentum on your side,
right.
you get the sympathy vote with the people who think, oh, poor Letterman's in the hospital. Look, his friend Johnny.
Yeah, sure.
Johnny has gone there. Hello, Paul. Good evening, Paul.
You'd have to have Johnny come to New York, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you got a quick turnaround here. This has got to happen quickly.
Well,
and then you just have Johnny come out. And
Johnny's
and,
a though, so you might have to go to California.
Well, Johnny, the odds of Johnny doing it are astronomical. But, I mean, if he
no,
said
no, no,
yes.
No, you got to appeal to his ego.
Yes,
you
got
to call him up. You go, Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny, listen to this.
Yeah.
How would you love the chance to...
Could you just explain to me how I'd do that?
Okay. You step in.
I step in.
And fill in as host of the late show.
The Dave Show?
Until Dave is feeling better. Johnny?
Would you pay me $1 million a show?
Yes.
I'm in. I'll be there Tuesday.
You tell him... Whatever, Johnny, you want to do it from a goddamn tennis court?
Here's the deal.
Do the show from a tennis court.
I'd like to do it Wednesday through Friday. Just three nights a week.
Take that deal.
Tuesday through Thursday. Is that okay?
Take it.
Sure. Wild, yeah. I'll do Tuesday through
Take
Thursday.
It. Are you kidding? You would get such an audience.
Yeah.
You would kill Leno.
Be phenomenal.
And then, you know, you get the handoff when Letterman comes back.
Right.
Let's face it. Johnny's always liked Dave better than Jay.
Oh, absolutely. If you had Dave make the call, you know, he's not too sick to make a phone call.
No, he's not too sick. Hey, Johnny, my, oh, my. I'm dying here, Johnny. My, oh, my.
Oh, I've had quintuple bypass surgery. And Johnny's had a bad ticker.
Yes, he has.
The only thing that might really put a damper on it is if Johnny was in such sloppy fat, like...
Yep.
Bad health.
Well, if you've seen the tabloids and if you've seen like the pictures of Johnny wearing tennis clothes. No, he doesn't. But you know what? You just get him a big suit.
You get him a big suit, paint him up.
Right. You know, let him put on his Karnak wig. Let him put on that robe. You know,
and you
always...
bring... You bring Ed back,
no.
too.
No. I'm sorry.
No, you
don't. No.
Bring Ed back.
You do the Letterman show... Just with Johnny. You let Johnny interact with that Howdy Doody, who's Letterman's announcer.
I hate that guy.
You let Johnny interact with Paul Schaefer.
Right. From New York, it's The Late Show with David Letterman. Dave's guest host is Johnny Carson.
Imagine that. Wow. Imagine that.
And now, here's Johnny.
And you play the Johnny theme.
Right.
Right. Sure. I mean, you know, you start off playing the Letterman theme, but when Johnny comes out, you play the Johnny theme.
Sure.
You let Johnny get all those old writers that like making jokes for him about
You let Johnny
the
bring
president.
All the big guests who just want the opportunity to come back and say hi to Johnny.
Wait, tonight, Paul Anka.
Sure.
You know, all the has-beens that you have.
Alan King.
Yeah, tonight, George Siegel will be out to play the guitar.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
I'm telling you, that's a genius move.
There's been talk of guest host over the last several days, but you know Letterman's going to feel threatened if you remember your Larry Sanders. He's going to feel threatened by anybody they brought in except
Johnny.
For Johnny Carson.
Johnny would have no interest in doing it
exactly
outside of that.
But Johnny has a huge interest right. and giving it back to NBC.
Oh,
imagine
sure.
that. Johnny versus Jay.
Jay would wet his pants.
Yep.
Imagine that. Okay.
I mean, I really feel
when
like
that
this
happens.
Is great. This is like an extension of the Late Show. Right?
Just remember where you heard it. When that happens, mm-hmm. right here, I'll take a gold star for that.
That's
one.
A great idea.
Hi, oh.
That is.
Dave?
That is a wild idea.
Dave, I'll do it for you.
It's pretty incredible.
For you.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, it
get
would
get my wife,
be,
Joel D, out of the trunk.
You'd go from having a situation where they have to, you know, use spackle and putty to put things together right. to you would create an event out of an adverse situation.
Mm-hmm.
It would turn into a huge media event. There would be more. Oh, man. You pay him. I think you pay him whatever he wants.
Right. Sure, right. Sure. He wants $10 million a week. Do it.
Yep.
Do it. Johnny, you got it.
Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny. But no Rich Little, no Joan Rivers.
No.
No problem, Johnny. We kiss your ass.
We haven't seen him in public recently, though, have we? Except for those
tabloid photos.
Johnny coming out of the hospital fat.
The worst was him in his tennis clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked bad. Had the pink eye, like the Bob Hope pink eye
a little bit.
Yeah,
that's the thing I worry about, the pink eye.
No, but you know what? That's the magic of today's modern makeup. You prop him up.
What a tribute to the past, too. I think
48 minutes. That's all the show he's really got to do every night.
Right. And, you know, all those bad photos were before he had his heart trouble. Chances are he's probably slimmed down a little bit because doctors will have wanted him to.
Well, let's send him a letter.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
Dave.
Dave.
Dave. Hey, Jay. Hey, it's Johnny. Hey, F you.
That's me and you. Mano y mano.
F you, Jay.
Put a big big poster up in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Johnny's back.
And, you know, Letterman would love that. Letterman hates Leno. And
sure.
Letterman used to like having Johnny on his show instead of Johnny going on Jay's show. Right. I'm telling you, there's no one else to host the Letterman show. If they stay in reruns.
Except Arsenio.
If they stay in reruns, they're killed.
Right.
Buzz, you're absolutely right. You get anybody halfway decent to host the show.
Right.
Letterman is going to have
Martin
a heart
Short.
Attack.
I heard Martin Short. No.
Oh, Seinfeld. That's a mistake.
Seinfeld was mentioned also.
No, right. See, all Martin. Of those guys, the problem with all those guys, even someone like Martin Short, is that he could do a reasonably decent job.
Yeah, but he wouldn't compete against The Tonight Show.
Right.
But Letterman is not really competing against The Tonight Show now either.
Yeah. I'm
thinking about from the psyche of Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
You either want Johnny,
right,
or you just want to go dark at 11:30. You just put on a MASH rerun at 11:30.
MASH rerun.
Just don't get anybody. Don't get someone as funny as Gary Shandling or as funny as Ray Romano, because that'll kill Letterman. If they come out, they get a big laugh.
Gary Shandling would be the only one, because, I mean, it would be a la Larry Sanders. You know, a little of that Larry Sanders feel to it. He's done that show, and that would be... if you couldn't get Johnny, that would be my next choice.
No, Johnny's the only choice. I'm telling you, that's the play.
How do you think it'll play out, though? I mean, that's a great idea. How do you think it'll really play out,
Mike? I don't know. How do I really think it'll play? I think they're probably staying in reruns.
Yeah,
I think they're probably.
What a nice cop out.
Because Letterman is so insecure,
right?
He doesn't want anybody remotely funny coming on and getting any momentum going.
How about just you get a chest X-ray and you just show Letterman's heart every night. With all its new passageways.
Letterman on the phone every night.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, it's Dave.
Just enjoying my Jello.
All you're seeing is a big skeleton of his chest.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
Mad quintuple bypasser.
See, Dave's not threatened by Johnny.
No.
Because, you know, this matchup of the millennium on ESPN is something that I would love. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's put on by NFL Films and ESPN. It's where they take, for instance, the first game was...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, where they actually do it with computer generated.
The 1966 Packers against the 1990s 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With Joe Montana, right?
Yeah, except it's not slickly done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done with computer graphics. It's done with old game film.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it last night. I watched part of last night. It was the Steelers of the 70s. Against the Cowboys of the 90s.
Okay, like Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw.
Against Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
The problem is, if you know anything about football, if you've watched football at all, you can tell when the footage changes from Three Rivers Stadium to the stadium that the Cowboys play in.
Sure.
In some of the plays, The Steelers have a bicentennial patch on their jersey from when they played in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. Sometimes they say, like, there's Deion Sanders, number 21 for the Cowboys, defending the pass. Except you see clearly on the guy's jersey, the name is like Jones. What they've done is they just take guys who, they take old NFL game films of the Cowboys versus the Steelers in this case. And if number 21 for the Cowboys in 1978 made a decent play against the Steelers, they just say it's Terry Bradshaw. It's horribly, horribly spliced together. It's like you get old grainy footage put right next to new video footage. And the thing that makes this a train wreck, need that sound effect, Rob, is the Howard Cosell factor.
Oh, yeah. They're dubbing in the play-by-play?
That, well, what they've done is, apparently they got a tape of Howard Cosell outtakes. So it's not Howard Cosell actually talking about the game. It's Joe Theismann and Mike Patrick and Steve Sable sitting at a table in the opening shot. And in the corner, superimposed, real fakey, like a weatherman standing in front of the weather map, is a 1960s film of Howard Cosell.
Okay.
And as they're calling the game, calling this fake game, Mike Patrick goes, that Terry Bradshaw to Lynn Swann, that's a deadly combination. And Theismann goes, Deion Sanders was beaten horribly on that. Howard, what do you think? I don't agree. That's it. Howard Cosell's contributions are all snippets of him going, what are you talking about?
Oh, that's all it is. It's not him really offering analysis.
No, and at one point, they got something about Bradshaw throws an interception. Excuse me. And Howard Cosell says, Terry Bradshaw is dumb. He's stupid. He's dumb. Terry Bradshaw is dumb. That's the only thing that they said that remotely made any kind of continuity.
In its train wreck capacity, is it, at least at the beginning, is it interesting viewing?
No. Because they do such a sloppy job of splicing together the games.
Like there's not enough computer-assisted stuff in there.
There's no computer-assisted stuff. Mm-hmm. All it is NFL Films has taken these different games and splice them together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really pay attention to details, what, Robbie?
Have you heard any of the really bad edits where they like try to make Cosell make a comment about a player? Like, Coach Vince Lombardi is upset! And it's like two totally different pieces of cadence, and they just try and jump them together. It's awful.
And if you watch for any continuity, you see at one time when the Steelers score a touchdown, and back in the background is an NBC logo, like from 1978. The next time they score a touchdown, it says Fox in the background. There's no
continuity. It's not, because the guy that called and told you about that the other day was pretty bad and said you dig it.
Oh, and Charlie Broyle told me I like it. As a matter of fact, the game I watched last night, I would be pissed if I was, he's the guy that was 11, Danny White.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Danny White was the quarterback for the Cowboys.
Succeeded Roger Staubach.
For many, many years. Well, they're doing this jive game where they say, Troy Aikman's out. There's his backup, Wade Wilson. And they show videotape of Wade Wilson when he was a backup with the Cowboys in the 90s, number 11. They show him on the side throwing a pass. Well, the next time the Cowboys have the ball, they go, this is amazing. They have benched Aikman and put in Wade Wilson. And you look at the guy calling the signals.
You know it's Danny White.
You look at the guy's face.
It's Danny White.
It's Danny White. On the back of his jersey, the name doesn't say Wilson. The name says White.
So it's just jive.
It's Wade Wilson.
So what they're doing really, you take issue with the fact they're really just playing with the player's numbers to get the desired effect. And I agree, that sounds kind of cheesy.
And they're not even doing a good job of editing this stuff together.
You would think with a computer assist, they'd be able to, you know, blast in a Wilson or, you know, even, you know, do amazing things.
They didn't. And it goes from one day when the Cowboys played the Steelers in Pittsburgh, it was overcast.
Mm-hmm.
The next time when the Steelers played in Dallas, it was sunny. So when supposedly the same game you're seeing, it goes from being cloudy to sunny, nighttime, daytime.
It angered you.
Oh, obviously it did. Quite obviously it did. Okay, that's it. That's all I had for you. Garth Brooks, stop it. Larry King, stupid name. Letterman, go with Johnny. ESPN Game of the Millennium sucks. That's it. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFJFK.
This 4th of July, you can create fireworks with paint at America's first choice for paint, tools, and techniques, the Home Depot. discover the revolutionary Color Solution Center, a complete resource for painting ideas. Or you can mix and match from the largest color palette in America. Only the Home Depot has it. And right now through July 5th, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans of quality Glidden Evermore paint and Bare paint, stains, and waterproofers by mail-in rebate. You can also take some of that color outside with the Home Depot's large selection of healthy shrubs and plants and beautiful flowers. Stop by right now and get 1 gallon perennials, three for only $10. Vibrant colors, brilliant solutions, one place. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offers valid through 7504 in U.S. Home Depot stores. Paint offer by manufacturer mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Come on over to Copeland's. Everybody's having fun.
At Copeland's Steakhouse, we're serving the best New Orleans-style sizzling steaks in town. Did you know that Copeland's uses USDA prime beef? That represents the top 3% of the world's finest beef. We've searched the country for only the best corn-fed Midwestern beef, naturally aged 28 days, seasoned to perfection, and served sizzling right to your table. Now we're ready to tempt you with the unique flavors of Al and Jen's Filet with caramelized onions and melted Maytag blue cheese, prime teriyaki sirloin, or our mouth-watering prime ribeye. It's all a part of our promise to deliver you the best sizzling steaks you've ever tasted. So, for a great steak at a great price, you gotta come to Copeland's. Steakhouse. Where is it? Located inside every one of your favorite neighborhood Copeland's restaurants.
Come on over to Copeland's. Come on over to Copeland's.
Experience the future now with a live demo of Pioneer's new AVIC N1 and a chance to see the summer's ultimate sci-fi epic, The Chronicles of Riddick. The Pioneer AVIC N1 is the world's first in-dash DVD navigation, entertainment, and performance system. And just for testing the future of technology, you can receive a complimentary movie ticket. The Pioneer AVIC N1 combines the latest in technology and functionality, bringing the hottest new features to your car and to your life. And it's available for your private screening now. See The Chronicles of Riddick free. Just